chapter 9 this morning. As you may recall from a couple of weeks ago, he had defeated the usurper Gaal and all of his followers. He had come and driven them out of the city of Shechem. And the inhabitants of the city apparently thought, well, all right, that episode of political wrangling is over and we're fine, it's okay. And so the next morning they got up to go out into their fields to work, not knowing, not realizing that Abimelech and his soldiers had laid in wait for them. And as they came out to work, he ambushed them, killed them, then razed the city of Shechem and sowed it with salt. It was a way both symbolic and actual to make a place unlivable. But he wasn't finished yet. The leaders of the city had fled to a tower and they thought themselves safe there, but Abimelech burned it to the ground and killed, this text tells us, 1,000 people. And his anger still isn't sated, and he goes to a little town called Thebez, and he tries to repeat the destruction of the city by burning their tower, but he meets an inglorious end. In the mentality of those times, there was no worse fate than being dispatched by a woman. And God's judgment on Abimelech, as it's recorded in verse 53, tells us, "And a certain woman threw an upper millstone on Abimelech's head and crushed his skull." The destroyer of Israel is himself destroyed by an unnamed woman who apparently, while running for her life, thought it was a good idea to pick up her upper millstone and take it with her. Now, ladies, I know you often want to take your purses, but an upper millstone is another thing completely. I'm afraid that people will mock him for being killed by a woman. Abimelech, who is dying, asks his armor bearer to finish him off. Well, we see that God destroys the destroyers of his people. And the rulers of the age, our age, have never learned that whoever touches the people of Yahweh touch the apple of his eye, and therefore place themselves under God's sword of judgment, or yes, his millstone. Let me read these verses, beginning in verse 42. Hear now the word of the Lord. On the following day, the people went into the field, and Abimelech was told. He took his people and divided them into three companies and set an ambush in the fields. And he looked and saw the people coming out of the city. So he rose against them and killed them. Abimelech and the company that was with him rushed forward and stood in the entrance of the gate of the city, while the two companies rushed upon all who were in the field and killed them. And Abimelech fought against the city all that day. He captured the city and killed the people who were in it. And he razed the city and sowed it with salt. When all the leaders of the tower of Shechem heard of it, they entered the stronghold of the house of El-Berith. Abimelech was told that all the leaders of the tower of Shechem were gathered together, and Abimelech went up to Mount Zalmon, and he and all the people who were with him. And Abimelech took an axe in his hand and cut down a bunch of brushwood and took it up and laid it on his shoulder. And he said to the men who were with him, "What you have seen me do, hurry and do as I have done." So every one of the people cut down his bundle and followed Abimelech, put it against the stronghold, and they set the stronghold on fire over them, so that all the people of the tower of Shechem also died, about 1,000 men and women. Then Abimelech went to Thebez and encamped against Thebez and captured it. But there was a strong tower within the city, and all the men and women and all the leaders of the city fled to it and shut themselves in, and they went up to the roof of the tower. And Abimelech came to the tower and fought against it and drew near to the door of the tower to burn it with fire. And a certain woman threw an upper millstone on Abimelech's head and crushed his skull. Then he called quickly to the young man, his armor bearer, and said to him, "Draw your sword and kill me, lest they say of me, 'A woman killed him.'" And his young man thrust him through, and he died. And when the men of Israel saw that Abimelech was dead, everyone departed to his home. Thus God returned the evil of Abimelech, which he had committed against his father in killing his 70 brothers. And God also made all the evil of the men of Shechem return on their heads and upon them came the curse of Jotham, the son of Jerubbaal. We see that many things have not changed in all those thousands of years since these events took place. There is still evil in the world, but we are to be assured by this account that God is still in control, and God's judgment will come in God's time and in God's way upon those who are the destroyers of his people. We who live in relative peace and comfort should pray daily for those who in other places suffer some of these same things solely because of their faith and their trust in Jesus Christ. Let us be reminded of God's sovereign rule over us and over our world. And let us continue to look forward to that day when all sin will be put aside, gone forever, and we will be in his presence.